Oxfam demands windfall tax on food and energy companies at WEF's Davos summit. By Jack Montgomery on January 16, 2023. Oxfam, a British-origin confederation of charities once geared chiefly towards fighting famine, is pushing windfall taxes on food companies at Davos. Oxfam, founded as the Oxford Committee for Famine Relief during the Second World War, is today a major international non-governmental organization with 19 affiliates working together with thousands of partner organizations in countries around the world and an annual income approaching $1 billion, and is one of several NGOs represented at this year's World Economic Forum (WEF) summit in the elite ski resort of Davos, Switzerland. This year, it has kicked off its contribution to the infamous nexus of political, business, and so-called third sector leaders by lobbying for windfall taxes not just on energy companies, but on food companies, complaining that they are making too much money out of the uncertainty in the global food supply chain caused in part by the invasion of Ukraine, a major food producer, and the associated Western sanctions war on Russia, also a major food producer and also a major source of fertilizer. The number of billionaires is growing, and they're getting richer. And also very large food and energy companies are making excessive profits, asserted Oxfam's executive director Gabriela Bucher, in comments to reporters quoted by German state broadcaster Deutsche Welle, DW. What we're calling for is windfall taxes, not only on energy companies but also on food companies to end this crisis profiteering, Bucher added. DW notes that one European Union government in Portugal has already imposed a 33% windfall tax on food companies recording profits 20% over their average for the last 4 years. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.